Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living life with a little more clarity and confidence. And trust me, I know we all need that sometimes, right? Between our phones buzzing constantly, emails piling up faster than laundry, and the ever-present siren song of social media, staying focused can feel like trying to herd cats impossible. But don't worry, my friends, because today's episode is all about mastering the art of distraction management. We're going to equip you with some serious stoic strategies to help you laser in on what matters and crush your goals. So, ever felt like you were playing whack-a-mole with your attention span? You know that feeling when you're trying to get something done, but every little notification or passing thought throws you off track? Well, I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. It's a common struggle in our hyper-connected world. But the good news is, by tapping into those ancient stoic wisdom wells, we can reclaim our focus and become masters of our own minds. Here are five powerful strategies to help you navigate the world of distractions and stay laser-focused. First up, identify your distractions. It sounds simple, but often we're not even aware of the little things stealing our attention. Make a list, jot down those pesky emails that keep popping up, the social media apps that suck you in for hours, or even those daydreams that take you on wild adventures when you should be working. Next, create a distraction-free environment. Think about your workspace. Is it cluttered? Are there tempting distractions within arm's reach? Maybe it's time to clear the clutter, put your phone on silent, or better yet, in another room, and create a designated work zone that signals focus mode. Now, time management is key. The Stoics were big believers in planning your day and sticking to a schedule. Use tools like calendars, to-do lists, or even just good old-fashioned pen and paper to break down your tasks and allocate specific time slots for them. Practice mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. When you find yourself drifting off into distraction land, gently bring your attention back to the task at hand. Take a few deep breaths, refocus your mind, and remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Think of it like training your brain muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your focus will become. And finally, don't be afraid to take breaks. The Stoics understood that even the most focused minds need a little downtime. Step away from your work every now and then. Stretch your legs, go for a walk, or simply close your eyes and recharge. A well-rested mind is a focused mind. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly overwhelmed by distractions, emails, texts, social media, the works. It felt like she was trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle. But then, she started implementing some of these Stoic strategies. She created a dedicated workspace, set clear time limits for checking her phone, and practiced mindfulness techniques throughout the day. The results were amazing. Sarah found herself feeling calmer, more focused, and finally able to tackle her tasks with confidence. She even told me that she started enjoying work more. Who knew? It's a testament to the power of these ancient wisdoms. So, my friends, remember this. Staying focused isn't about becoming some superhuman Zen master. It's about making conscious choices, creating the right environment, and practicing self-discipline. It's about reclaiming your attention and using it to build a life that truly matters to you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest distractions? How do you plan to implement these Stoic strategies in your own life? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag #DailyVirtue or tag me at Logan Cruz Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of focused, confident individuals who are ready to conquer the world. Until next time, stay focused, my friends, and remember, virtue is its own reward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.